I did not meet my pedophile and think, oh, he's a pedophile. I was too infatuated, too enthralled to have somebody actually want me, love me, and approve of me, accept me, to question his age. I was with him for 5 years, and there were a couple moments in my mind where I did ask him, why are you interested in a 16-year-old? And that is something that did play in the back of my head. Why would a 45-year-old man want to date a 16-year-old? He came back with, why would you want to date a 45-year-old? And I of course I could answer that. I was conscious about how others viewed us. Whenever we went anywhere and he introduced me, he did introduce me as a student of his, which, as a woman, grated on me because it really diminished my role. In the back of my mind, while the events took place, while everything happened on the surface, him demanding I perform, him threatening to abandon me, to drop me off at locations if I didn't perform, him rejecting me if I didn't perform. All of those things on the surface, I did a lot of suppression. There was a lot of, yes, it bothered me, but shove that feeling aside. Shove that feeling aside and smile. Shove it aside. There were moments where I did want to talk to people. And I did, and this is really the center of what this is about, what the problem was. Whenever I contemplated telling anybody and reaching out for help, I came up empty-handed. I had no one who I trusted enough to say, I will help you, in a gentle, understanding voice. What I had was a family who would lash out at me, who would ridicule me, who would judge me. What I had was a plethora of backhanded remarks and comments, judgment and degradation, things that made me feel absolutely miserable about myself. I wasn't about to turn to those very people and then confide in them and say, look, you might be right. I need help. I cannot tell you how alone that felt. I still wouldn't call him a pedophile. I still viewed him as somebody who legitimately did love me and who was looking out for me. If you actually look into the legal definition of pedophilia, he wasn't my pedophile. A pedophile is somebody, an older person, who sexually pursues somebody 12 years and younger. I was 16. There actually is no word for what he did to me, even though the psychology, to be blunt, is exactly the same. As a victim of pedophilia, I think this law is absolutely wrong. I think it's absolute garbage that they have stripped me of the ability to look at him and say he's a pedophile. Even though the psychology was the exact same, he used the exact same tactics, everything was identical. I call him a pedophile because at the end of our 5-year thing, he had pursued a 12-year-old. He had her picture, and he was telling me, well, he was giving me a lot of details regarding their, quote, relationship, unquote, and the girl was very clearly 12 years old. There was another child who was about 13, I actually spoke to her, and I heard from her a number of events that they shared, and they had started when she was, I believe, 9 years old, according to her. They stopped when I came along, and I was 16. I did not call him pedophile until I watched an episode of America's Most Wanted. And the host broke down the psychology of a pedophile, how they work, what they do, how they move. And in fact, everything I laid out in Broken, when I break down how the pedophile that I was with moved and worked, it was literally exactly how it was explained and described in America's Most Wanted. When I saw that episode, I sat there with my mouth on the floor, and I just broke down and sobbed. It was so blatantly clear at that point, it left me no room to deny what he was and what had happened to me. My first husband was there, and he looked at me and said, "Are you going to be all right?" And I said, "He was a pedophile." And he said, yeah, he was. I went to the police the next day. And in short, I was called a jealous girlfriend and was told to go away. That would be the eighth time somebody who should have helped me turned me away. Since that moment that I watched America's Most Wanted and they went over the profile of a pedophile, from that moment on, I have been able to call him for what he was and sit back and recognize his behavior. My perspective had to change. Prior to that moment, he wasn't a pedophile to me. He was, quote, a boyfriend, unquote. And I remember fighting my father on this subject and my brother for years. When they did find the strength to stand up against me and say, "I don't approve of this," I did lash out at them and defend him. And almost immediately they backed down and said, "Okay." It was a classic case of the child really did not know better. The father did. And at the end of the day, by him not taking action against me, as an adult, when I look back, I view it very much as a, why couldn't you love me enough to fight me for my own good? And I think that's really the difference between the mind of a 16-year-old, a daughter, an adult woman looking back and recognizing her own mistakes.